Welcome to Shulam Achshav Anadav, your sponsor, L'Nishmas Aron B'Akasholoyim, and L'Abbas Yitzchok. We're starting a new Masechta, Maseches Beitza. And the truth is that I was planning to speak about something else in the Daf. And then I got a message from Rabbi Yaakov Ehrenpreis, one of the listeners, who asked me to speak about the concept of Beitza. Why is the Maseches called Maseches Beitza? And why do we refer to the first inyan of the Masechta has to do with the egg that was born in Yom Tov? And obviously there is something over here. And this question really was very intriguing, and I found something gevaldik that we'll speak about today. And with that, I just want to encourage anybody listening that if you have any topic that you feel should be discussed in this year, please reach out to me. So really the one speaking about this topic, clearly in Geshmak away, is the Sefer Maaseh Rekeach. The Sefer was written by Rabbi Elazar Rekeach, who's the Av Beis Din of Amsterdam and was the head of the family of the Rekeach Mishpacha of Belz. And he wrote a Gevaldik Sefer al Pi Kabbalah to explain Mishnayos and the Seder of the Mishnayos. And he brings there a few questions. One is, why is the Masechta called Maseches Beitza and Maseches Yom Tov? The Rishonim call it both. Two names to the same Masechta. And one could think, maybe because the first word of the Masechta is Beitza, but that's not true. Several Masechtas, we don't call them based on the first word of the Masechta. So why here we call it Beitza? And he adds more, why we're focusing, the first inyan of this Masechta is about something which is not so essential, a Beitza that was born in Yom Tov. There's so many other things to speak about that have to do with Iker Yom Tov. And furthermore, yes, why Maseches Beitza coming in the order of Mishnayos after Maseches Sukkah? So to answer all this, he says a beautiful idea. And I just want to add to it, Agdama, something that Be'ez Hashem will discuss as we're going forward in the Masechta. And that's the Yisoid the Maharal writes. The Maharal says, you know, that Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba. That's clear. Yom Tov is what? Yom Tov is Me'ein Yemois HaMashiach. Meaning, when we're going to go, coming Lasid Lavoi, we're going in this world. We'll get Beis Hashem to the next world, Olam Haba. But in between, we have a process called Yemois HaMashiach. And Mashiach comes during this world, during the time of this world, but he's elevating this world to a higher place. So Yom Tov, which is a time where you still have Oichel Nefesh, you're still busy with this world, but it's in a much elevated place, Yom Tov is connected to Yemois HaMashiach. That's what the Maharal writes. The Maaseh Rekeach brings a Sefer HaZohar that says that a Beitza, an egg, represents Malchus Beis David. The Chazal bring there the Maimra that's brought down in Maseches Bechoyres, that there was an egg that fell and broke things. What's egg that fell? So that refers to another Gemara, Gemara Sanhedrin. Gemara Sanhedrin says that Mashiach is called Bar Nafle. Why? Because it's called Sukkas David HaNoifelis. Something falling is referring to David HaMelech. Chazal explained that we speak about an egg that falls, that refers to David HaMelech as well. Now, Pi with the Maaseh Rekeach is saying, it sounds like this. An egg has two elements to it. The egg falls. And when an egg falls, it can either break, and that's a churban, or the egg can bring new life. Beitza Shenolda, it's a leida. The Beitza has in it both. And that's what we have with Malchus Beis David. Doing this, the time of Olam Hazeh, it's Sukkas David HaNoifelis. It's falling apart. Meaning we don't have over here Mashiach. But eventually, it's going to be a new Leida. There'll be a new birth. So Beitza represents that. And there's other reasons brought down to the place why Beitza represents the David HaMelech, Galgal Choyze Ba'ilom, which will attend the Chachom Yech Kamoid. According to this, says the Maaseh Rekeach, that Beitza, that refers to David HaMelech, that belongs to Yom Tov. That's our Yom Tov. And according to the Maharal, it's Vamash Gevaldik, because Yom Tov is Me'ein Yemois HaMashiach. So when I'm talking about the Leido of Mashiach, I'm talking about the Nefilah and the rebirth that an egg represents, that's what belongs to Yom Tov. So the opening of Maseches Yom Tov, Yom Tov is the time that refers to Yemois HaMashiach. How do we start the Maseches? Beitza Shenolda B'Yom Tov. We're talking about that egg, the refers to Yemois HaMashiach, because it's going to come on a Yom Tov. on Yom Tov, which is Me'in Yemuris HaMashiach. And that's why Beitzah comes right after Sukkah. Because we're talking about Sukkah's Dovid and Nefelis, when we're fixing the Nefilah that Dovid and Melech is referring to, which is Sukkah. So right after the Sukkah, talking about the Sukkah, our Sukkah, we're continuing the theme of Sukkah, Sukkah's Dovid, to get to Beitzah Shenoldo, the Leda that stops the Nefilah. That's the essence of Meseches Beitzah, Meseches Yom Tov. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.